This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's probably for the best the smooth-headed blobfish, a scientific classification Cycrolutes microporos, doesn't speak English and lives about 3,300 feet, that's 1,000 meters, under the ocean. Because in 2013, it was voted the world's ugliest animal by the Ugly Animal Preservation Society. It was in fondness, but it still might have stung. The blobfish's disgruntled visage became an overnight international sensation in 2003 when the Norfans research expedition pulled up a large pink blobfish off the northwest coast of New Zealand. With a broad, smooth forehead, floppy snout, and wide, downturned mouth, it resembled the cartoon character Ziggy after a month-long bender, or Teddy from Bob's Burgers after the same, pick your cultural reference. To make matters not better, it had a parasitic copepod hanging out of its mouth. The crew called it Mr. Blobby and snapped a now-famous photo. Some would go so far to call it a mugshot of this bulbous fish out of water. Part of the blobfish's charm, if you want to call it that, lies in the uncanny valley. Its face looks sort of human, but not quite. But here's the thing. We were never meant to see the blobfish like this. We spoke with Gareth Frazier, a professor in the Department of Biology at the University of Florida who studies the evolutionary development of marine fishes. He said, blobfish are pretty normal-looking underwater. They only really become a blob when they transition from the pressure at depth to the surface. In my opinion, they were awarded the ugliest animal status unjustly. So why is the blobfish so blobby? It's actually a very clever adaptation. At the extreme depths that the blobfish calls home, they go about their business experiencing about 120 times the pressure we do on dry land. Because of this, they don't need very much bone or muscle to give their bodies form. They just let the pressure of the bottom of the ocean do all that work for them. But up here in the air, there's nothing to keep a blobfish's body from melting into a formless globular puddle. Terra firma is definitely not where the blobfish shines. But under the sea, the blobfish's jello-like flesh is highly useful. Lots of other fish can keep themselves at their preferred depth thanks to handy little gas-filled sacks called swim bladders. But in the high pressures of the deep sea, a swim bladder would just burst. The blobfish found a workaround. Their flesh has a buoyant, jelly-like consistency that keeps them cruising around at the depth at which they're most comfortable. Although very little is known about the blobfish's life history, another blobbish aspect of this animal is that it doesn't seem to move around very much or have very many friends. Remember, they have very little muscle, so it's not like they're the most ferocious predators of the deep sea. Nobody has ever seen a blobfish eat, but scientists think that they most likely enjoy a diet of whatever just floats into their mouths. In addition, every blobfish ever spotted by researchers has been alone. They don't seem to school up, and scientists are not sure how they reproduce or how often they encounter others of their kind. The scarcity of blobfish in their known habitat has some scientists concerned. Although it's possible they're being caught up in trawling nets at that depth, it's not likely. Those nets are big, but not that big. What poses a bigger threat to the blobfish in the long term is rising ocean temperatures. Blobfish seem to need to live in very deep, cold water, which will be harder to find as ocean temperatures rise. By the way, not everyone finds the blobfish's uncanny, seemingly frowning head ugly. Several stuffed animal manufacturers make arguably adorable blobfish toys, and the How Stuff Works editorial staff wants you to know that you could buy enough of them to fill your bathtub for just $650. We bring you the facts. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other uncanny topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.